Well, Besar Berisha is a key cog in Western United's quest to forge a strong identity in their early days of the competition. He has 121 overall goals to his name in the A-League as the competition's top scorer. Berisha starred with a brace against his old side in the Melbourne Victory on the weekend, and his side is preparing to venture up to Brisbane to take on the Roar, who are keen to atone for their own heavy defeat at the hands of Sydney FC last weekend. And I'm pleased to say that the Western United star Besar Berisha joins me on the line here on SEN. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, you scored two goals on the weekend against the Melbourne Victory. Is there an extra degree of satisfaction when you play well against your old side compared to others, or is it business as usual from your perspective?
Normally it's just business like usually, but it's always difficult to play against your old team, special Victory, because this club is still in my heart, because it's a great club. I had a great, amazing time, and they have amazing supporters, which always support me in good and in bad times. So you cannot forget this. So it's always something special to play against them. But you still, as a football player, you want to still show your old club that look, I'm still okay. I'm still a good football player.
Exactly. You just want to prove it even more. Now, the attendance figure was posted around the 10,000 mark in Geelong on the weekend, and while I'm sure there was a fair Victory support contingent there, do you feel the club at Western United is starting to gain traction in terms of growing its supporter base?
I think so. I think, week by week, and for sure we as a player, we can help too. If you keep performing like this and then play good home games, we helped it too, But definitely, Western United is moving forward, and we have great supporter base, and it's getting better every week, But like I say, we as a football player, as a team, we can influence that also by playing really good games like that.
Besar Berisha joining us here on Time On. Now, you've been on the record in saying that prior to last week, there was a tough period in the previous few weeks with that losing streak and obviously being substituted and benched at various points. Was it a case of having a heart-to-heart and direct talk with the coaching staff that removed the tension somewhat?
It was a difficult time, for sure, it's really important, to have a strong, leaders in the team and who deal with these situations, and we have this. We have in the team, and we have, talked a lot with the staff, with the coaching staff and with the players. And as a new club, it's a little bit harder when you lose three times in a row or more, it's not that easy. So, but I think we did really well. We make sure we stick together, this is what we did. We always focus on our work and we stay disciplined. And, credit to the boys and the staff. I think coming against a big club like Victory again after three lost and play like this and take these 3 points, I think it's great. Great reaction.
Now, I know there's plenty of experience in your side, but whenever a new team starts up, it can be difficult to gel organically for the first time as a group, at least at first, particularly in the opening weeks of a season in which you're a new entity. As you currently lie in fourth spot, do you think the side's start to the season has exceeded your expectations?
It's never easy, like you mentioned. It's never easy for a new team to do that. So you have a good squad and very experienced players, which we have, and I feel like we're doing well. We cannot expect too much, but we are a great team and with a lot of experienced players in the group, and I think so far we're really doing well, and I think the expectation, I feel like personally, being in A-League for so long, I feel we're doing really great.
We're speaking with Besar Berisha here on Time On. You take on Brisbane Roar this weekend, who'd be seething after their 5-1 loss to Sydney FC. As a striker, are you expecting them to find new ways to tighten up their defence? Do you think there's a surprise in store in that area?
I feel like week by week, feeling like you create a better bonding with the players in front and with the team, and especially with of course in front with Alino, Pana, and you know you feel like you're getting to know better and better, and I believe you know we can do a lot of damage in Brisbane. I hope it's a short turnaround. I hope we pull up, we recover really well, and I believe we can really have a good game down there. For sure, we have to understand Brisbane down there is gonna come and be really difficult to play because they are lost on the weekend and they wanna bounce back, and so we have to prepare for a very difficult game. But like I say, you know, we are week by week. Western United, you know, we're getting stronger and stronger, and hopefully, it will help us in Brisbane.
Last two before I let you go, Bissart, and we appreciate your time. It's a long season. Going forward, are you confident that Western United can achieve greater consistency in performance and eradicate the few weeks here and there, like we saw a couple of weeks ago, where losing streaks may arise?
We need, as a club, you know, as a team, you know, to be more consistent. Week by week, we have to really play good football, you know. Obviously, after these three games we lost, we need to find a way, you know, to week by week to play really good football, you know, and not really to look too much further. I like to think if we can something special achieve. You know, we all want to achieve very special, but I think for a new club and in the league and like us, we need to just really find a way week by week to perform well and to play our way, you know, the way we want to play. And I think this is more better to think. And hopefully, if you do that, I believe that with this experienced team and the players we have, when the time comes, obviously in the end of the season, we are in a good position. I believe that there is a great chances we can dream of something really special.
Now, the VAR system's courted a lot of controversy this season. What are your thoughts as a player on the VAR?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's bad, sometimes it's good. You know, it's very difficult to say as a player. You know, sometimes, you know, when you feel like you just got a goal and somehow they rule out the goal, then you're happy, you know. But in the other way, you score a goal which you feel like you should stand and didn't. It's just very difficult, you know, very difficult sometimes to talk about VAR. So for me, I accept it. And it's just, as a striker, you know, sometimes it's very frustrating.
And just as I let you go, Bessas, how's your relationship with the coach? And are you going to give him a hug again if you score this weekend, just like you did last weekend?
I hope so, you know. nothing against love. You know, I love to have a good relationship with the coach, with the players. You know, showing love is good. So I hope we keep continuing that.
Good on you, Bessart. Bessart Berisha joining us. Thanks for your time. All the best. And as Berisha says, give the gift of green and black this Christmas. Online shop at wfc.com.au or drop by the merch store at Palmer's Gateway in Truganina. Thanks again, Bessart.
Thank you, then. Thank you very much.